This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Thursday to you. Hope you had a great day, a great afternoon. Hopefully I can get you all set up for the evening. We got a lot to do. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. It's a four-hour show. I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Shout-outs to my friends in Atlanta with me. Shout-outs to everybody in New York with our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. Much love to people hanging out in California. Shout-outs to people in Hawaii. What's up, Anchorage, Southern California, Toronto, Montreal, Newfoundland, what's up? The West Indies, I see you. And my friends in Europe, well, I still don't know how they listen, but they do. Thank you for tuning in. You can always listen on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Your local radio affiliate, SiriusXM 158, a smart speaker. And shout outs to, you know, we got people who are listening all over the world. We do. Shout outs to the military folks. I appreciate you. I know you out there. I do. Doing some top secret stuff. Well, thank you for listening. Me, I'm a punk. I'm here in a studio in Atlanta. Just talking to a microphone. Me, a couple of walls, a million screens, a bunch of mics. I'm just here. Thank you for what you do. You better than me. Oh, yeah, I'm a punk. I'm not tough like Hickey. Snap this finger out and put it back in to play football. That's a tough guy right there. Anyway, if you want to call up, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online. Not so damn tough. I am at JR Sport Brief. Every place. Hickey, we got a countdown going. What are we now? Oh, that's right. This is ESPN ABC, so it's a lie. We're what? You'd say an hour and 40 minutes away from the start of the NBA Finals?
I think you're spot on. 8:42, mm-hmm. That sounds about right for Eastern time tip.
Yep. ABC, ESPN, renowned liars. That's what they do. I don't even know who's going to sing the national anthem. Do you know who's singing it?
No clue.
Where are they at again? Boston?
Boston.
What is it, like Marky Mark and the Fun Bunch are going to end up singing? I don't know what they're going to do up
there.
Donnie
Wahlberg? Can he sing?
Can he? I don't know. You know who's from Boston? What are these people called? New Edition. They're from Boston.
Okay.
They make, They may go sing it. I don't know. I have to see who would be eligible to do it. Let's see.
Big Poppy? Could he sing it? No.
No. We don't want that.
Okay.
Maybe I haven't heard Bobby Brown sing in a long time. Maybe he'll do it.
Okay.
I don't know. You'll end up singing My Prerogative instead. anyway, we'll keep you up to date on everything going on in Boston with the NBA Finals when the game gets going. And then in about an hour from now, we'll take a deeper dive because the Celtics, let's be real, they're the favorites. Everybody's predicting them to win. They're expected to win. And if they don't, and everybody says this, everybody says nothing is going to change. Something has to change, right? I mean, it has to be a minor tweak. Maybe you don't dump Joe Mazzulla. Brown and Tatum aren't going anywhere. But something has to change. Maybe they blame Kristaps. I have no idea. Anyway, we'll talk more about the Celtics in a bit. We've opened up the show talking about all this news with the Los Angeles Lakers. Last night, it was that J.J. Redick was close to getting the job. Early this morning, it's all about Dan Hurley from UConn getting the job. We talked about Asia Wilson and her big game with the Aces last night. And then, you know, the Chiefs are in the news today. Thank God nobody got arrested. Nobody beat up on a dog. Nobody punched a photographer. Nobody was speeding. Nobody was illegally using drugs. It was just that they signed Mecole Hardman to a contract. And Travis Kelce was on Good Morning America doing what? Nothing. And telling everybody how great his life is. And then Hickey brought up a great point. I said out loud, I said, is there anybody in the world right now, anybody who's having a better life than Kelce? Is there anybody who doesn't love a camera more than Kelce? And Hickey brought up a great name. We're going to talk about that in a second. 855-212-4227. We got Alan Sliwa, who's going to come through in about 15 minutes and talk to us about the Lakers. But let's talk to Brad. He's calling from Colorado Springs. You're on the JR Sport Reef Show. What's up, Brad?
Hey, JR. It's been a while. I used to listen to you at night and lost my voice for like 9 months. and I don't usually get a chance to listen to you on the day, so I just wanted to give you a shout-out. You know, say I miss you and listen to you when I can.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Brad. Well, I'm glad you got a voice. You okay?
Yeah, it was, you know, it was a COVID injection, one of the vaccines. It just about took me out.
Well, damn. Okay. Yeah. Well, do you need tips on, I mean, I talk for a living. I got to take care of my voice. You need some, I got to be careful how I say this. I can't say that. Do you need tips on maintaining your voice?
I would take some. I mean, I do the thing, you know, where, you know, it's like the, and the, you know, all those things.
What?
For different vocal tones and stuff.
No,
but
no, I don't know.
What do you got?
Well, what you do is, it's simple. You drink some tea with some lemon and some honey. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Do you do that?
I do that. Yeah. And I kind of done everything I could. I went to actual voice box rehabilitation, and so they have it's like if you do this thing where you flub with your lips,
what
that affects one part of your voice box, and then
when
you do it with your tongue, it affects another part, and then you raise the octaves and stuff.
It was quite
an experience.
You're gonna be a modern day Pavarotti before you know it, Brad. Okay.
Hey, we'll see.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate you taking the time to chat with me.
Well, I appreciate you. Thank you.
No, especially you lost your voice and you're calling me back. Well, thank you, Brad. Hey, call
me
anytime.
Well, I used to love calling you at night, and I'll try to find somebody to catch you in the day a little bit more often.
Yeah, you know where to find me, Brad. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, Jared. Take care. Bye.
Right, thank you, Brad, for calling from Colorado Springs. Wow. That man lost his voice, and he found it so warm in his heart to call me. Hickey, if I lost my voice, I'd be miserable. You know why?
Why is that?
I'd have to type out sport briefs, man. I can't. How can I do a 4-hour show with no voice?
Would you type it into like a robot like speaker? So it's like this is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
No, good idea. I can make a robot sound like me already. Hickey, I'm on it.
That's true. That's true with AI these days, but that'd be a lot of typing, though. Can you type fast?
Oh, yeah. ASDF space. You know about that? You ever took a typing class?
I did not. I type with three fingers. It's not good.
What, like, who types with three fingers? Kermit the Frog, Elmo?
Yeah, when they're smashing the keyboard, that's me.
Yeah. No, man, I had to take a typing class in high school and college. Like full-on type. I'm pretty sure that's moot. I saw something online on social media. They were trying to show that, I guess, people who are 20 in high school or however you old in high school, they can't type in cursive anymore. They had no idea what it is.
Wait, you mean like write in cursive or like type in cursive?
No. Write, like physically.
Oh, okay.
Write in cursive. I had to learn that as a kid.
Same, like second grade.
In second, wow, damn. Yeah, I don't remember. They made you do the little sketch thing now?
Yeah, and that was how, like, back in the day, like, a big deal was having a permanent pen. How you got a permanent pen was writing good in cursive.
Yeah. Nowadays, nobody even writes in full sentences anymore.
Very true.
I have to Google what people send me sometimes. I don't know what this means. ASF. Some of these things I can make out because I'm vulgar, but I'm just like, what is this? I don't know what this means.
What's the ASD lock you were saying? Is that a hack?
No, that's the key. That's the sequence on the keyboard. Right. ASDF space. And you continue. I don't know the rest of it. JKL, I think it is.
Oh, I feel like when people talk about like how the keyboard's laid out, usually they go the QWERTY way.
No, man. No. See, that's new. I'm talking about a keyboard, man. A real one. A real keyboard.
Like a typewriter?
Yes, like typewriter keyboard. The typewriter and the computer had the same keyboard before this QWERTY garbage, man. Come on. Well, it is QWERTY.
No, QWERTY's just above. ASDFG, right. The one you're talking about, is in the middle row. QWERTY's the top left row. Right.
Yeah, but they didn't give it no stupid QWERTY name until, like, we had cell phones. Okay.
Damn millennials, are they switching the terminology around on you?
It wasn't.
Back in your day, it was ASDF?
Back in my, no, but I remember you had to learn the center. Do you know that the keyboard is ridged so you can use it without looking down at it? Did you know that?
I know the F and the J have it looking down, but I didn't.
That's why, because that's the proper hand placement on the keyboard. So you can identify where to have your finger start off and everything else. You pretty much memorize and know from there.
I don't know. I'm doing it right now. I'm not very comfortable with it.
Because you use three fingers.
That's also true. I'm not a typist.
It's okay. You need the three semesters of typing that I had to take between high school and college.
If I lost my voice, I could not do an AI typed out show. That's for sure. You sound like you can. I definitely could not.
Oh, the same way that you popped your finger back in when it popped out, you just chop you in the throat. You'll be A-okay. Simple as that. Hey, shout outs to that gentleman for calling from Colorado Springs. Oh, I appreciate the callers. If there's no callers, there's no listeners, then, well, I'd be back on the internet, which was cool. I was on the internet for a long time before I got here. But I love this, too. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Well, we got Alan Sliwa, who's going to come through and join us in about 10 minutes. And I got to get to this A-Rod story. We're probably going to have to spend more time on it later on in the show. If you have been unfamiliar, we all know about this magical run. I can't even call it magical. They're a very talented team. An unexpected run of the Minnesota Timberwolves. Yeah, Anthony Edwards has an explosion, and all of a sudden Karl Anthony Towns is knocking down threes, and they end up eliminating the champs. They knock the Denver Nuggets out of the postseason. And so now they move on and take on the Dallas Mavericks, and Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving just eat them up for lunch. For all of the talks and conversations that we've had about the Minnesota Timberwolves and how big and tough and strong they are, and they were built specifically to beat the Nuggets, that's what Jokic said. That came out of his mouth. The Minnesota Timberwolves were not built to beat Kyrie and Luka. And so they went home. And now they got work to do. It seems that, Karl Anthony Towns still needs to figure out how to step up in a big spot. He basically disappeared. And then Anthony Edwards needs to figure out how to be more aggressive. I wouldn't be shocked if he took his game to another level. They're going to be people who look for him to be an MVP candidate next year. And amongst all of that, all year long, the Minnesota Timberwolves have been pretty much up for sale. for the past couple of years, they've had an agreement. Their owner, longtime owner, Glenn Taylor, has had an agreement with Alex Rodriguez and one of his business partners, Mark Lurie, to slowly but surely purchase parts of the team. And they were expected to put down $300 million to complete the purchase of the majority of the team this past March. Well, the team has played better since they initially started their agreement. They agreed to this in 2021. It's 2024, and the Minnesota Timberwolves almost went to the NBA Finals. The valuation is much higher than what it initially was. And so Glenn Taylor did what a lot of people do, dirty people in business. He basically turned around and said, no deal. Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lurie are saying, whoa, you screwing us. You're supposed to give us the team. He's saying, well, y'all didn't come up with the money fast enough. I'm not selling. And so now they're in arbitration. You have a split ownership group, one with the minority owner, the minority owners, I should say, one with the majority, and they're beefing. And so today, the wildest thing happened. Michael Bloomberg, one of the richest human beings on earth, he has a net worth. I don't even know what this means. What do you do with a net worth of $102 billion? Michael Bloomberg has agreed to come on board and join Alex Rodriguez as a part of the ownership group. Wow. Does Glenn Taylor say no to that? Glenn Taylor thought he was somebody? He's a nobody when Michael Bloomberg walks into the room. A big nobody. We're going to talk about that later on in the show. We're going to get to the Boston Celtics at the top of the hour as they get ready for the NBA playoffs. The commissioner of the NBA, Adam Silver, he's expected to talk to the media in about 15 minutes. Can't wait to hear what he has to say about a variety of issues. But when we come back from break, we're going to talk about the Lakers and get them the hell up on out the way. Alan Sliwa is going to come through and join us as the Lakers are trying to figure out what coach they want and who wants who. Is it Hurley? Is it Redick? Who does LeBron want? Who does Anthony Davis want? What the hell do they do with the roster? And I guess what do they do with Bronny James, too? We're going to talk to Alan Sliwa on the other side of the break. He has a voice. His voice is good. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. The Dallas Mavericks and the Boston Celtics, they're set to tip off in a little more than an hour now in Game 1 of the NBA Finals. But we got a team in Los Angeles that has garnered so many headlines over the past, 28 to 48 hours. You would think that they were going to play in the championship. I'm talking about the Los Angeles Lakers. We don't know if it's Hurley. We don't know if it's Redick. We don't know who wants who and what's going on. But to talk about it all, we're going to have a conversation with someone who covers the Los Angeles Lakers on the radio in L.A. also is a member of the Lakers radio broadcast and Hoops Talk on YouTube. It's Alan Sliwa. How are you?
I'm doing good, brother. Thank you very much for having me on. How are you doing?
I'm very well. I appreciate the time. I heard between Hurley and Reddick that your name is also now in the mix to be the Lakers coach. Is that an accurate report?
Yeah, you know, I might as well just throw my name in the hat as well. At this point, I'm going to give myself probably like a 5% shot.
Okay. All right. Well, that's seemingly where a lot of people would be. What's the latest? We heard Dan Hurley. There was a report today that he spoke to his team and said, yes, we're in contract negotiations. Nothing is finalized. What have you heard? Is this now moving towards Hurley, moving from UConn to the Lakers?
Well, you know, it's a great question. I think these last 12 hours or so has thrown everybody off. I know for me, if you'd asked me this question 24 hours ago, I'd have said, why do they keep wasting time? It's going to be J.J. Redick. Everybody's expecting it to be J.J. Redick. And since that news came out, I'm having a difficult time trying to figure out if this is this a play for Dan Hurley to try to leverage himself with a bigger contract at UConn? That doesn't really make sense to me. I think he can kind of get whatever he wants just based on what he's already been able to accomplish there. For the Lakers, are you going to do everything you possibly can to bring in a college coach that's never coached in the NBA? I'm not saying he doesn't have an unbelievable resume, but if you go look at past coaches, it's not like you have a long list of successful coaches that came straight out of college. It's interesting. It's an interesting development. I'd much more prefer him over J.J. Redick just simply because of his coaching experience, but I don't think anybody really knows what's going to happen from here, and I think it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out.
Without a shadow of a doubt, you talk about the inexperience of J.J. Redick, Allen. Has he really been up for the job because he's sitting around doing a podcast with LeBron? Is that where we're at now? We got to placate and give him everything he wants?
I disagree with it if that's the case, but I think it's tough to, you know, the thing I would hope that the Lakers front office does first is just determine this is the right coach for the franchise. He's going to help us in these next couple of years. And then he's also could potentially be the coach of the Lakers for the long term as well. The biggest obstacle the Lakers have faced right now is themselves. They've had 6 coaches in 13 years. I don't care if you're running an NBA franchise, you're running a business, any type of company. If you had 6 different CEOs in 13 years, there's something wrong with your business. And I think that's the part to me that is most important right now that the Lakers got to figure out. It's internally, is identifying the right coach, giving that coach the proper amount of time to succeed, because the churn and burn, again, I'll just use it from a business perspective. That's not a good philosophy. That's not a good sign of a good business. J.J. Redick cannot be a candidate for the job because he's got a relationship with LeBron. It's got to be so much deeper than that, and I hope that's the case. But I don't have a resume of J.J. Redick as a head coach to back that up because he has not been an assistant, nor has he been a head coach in the NBA. That doesn't mean he can't have success. It just means that, all right, well, you're certainly rolling the dice here and taking the chance.
Lakers radio broadcaster Alan Sliwa is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. There's so much in the background with Rich Paul representing both LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Like, who is really pulling the strings? Like, someone has to have influence outside of the front office. As outside of the Buss family, as to what's going to happen next. We even heard that Anthony Davis wouldn't even prefer J.J. Redick. So who actually has the juice? Is it Rich Paul?
I'm going to start at the top of the food chain. Everything, when the dust settles, is going to run through Genie. And I think that in today's world, and especially in today's NBA, your stars are going to have, they're going to have some influence, period. And, you know, I'm sure that if you're the Miami Heat and Pat Riley is running shop, okay, maybe that's a little bit different because you got all the confidence in the world that Pat Riley is just going to make the right decisions and a player is not going to influence him to make a decision with his front office or his coaching staff. I think for the Lakers, it's a little bit more unique, and I've heard Rob Pelinka say this many times, that he takes input from LeBron. He takes input from Anthony Davis. He should, right? Like, these are your star players, and he's always talked about it as a partnership, and I'm not against that. I think that's okay. I think sometimes one of the Lakers' issues that they have is they have too many cooks in the kitchen, I think, from a front office perspective, too much input. But if a player like LeBron James, Anthony Davis are going to give input on who's going to be the next coach, I think they should listen, right? It's different if Max Christie wants to say something or Taurean Prince wants to say something. It might be a little bit different, and I'm just, you know, using two other players as an example. But I don't have a problem with players having influence, but ultimately it's up to that front office, that president of basketball operations, and to the owner to make the final say.
Well, Alan, knowing that the Lakers roster isn't set, this is a full assumption, but I think most that LeBron James is likely to return. What adjustments can the Lakers do with this roster to improve what they did from last year?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be tough, and part of it is not in their hands, and I'll tell you what I mean by that. The Lakers were very fortunate to have LeBron play 70-plus games in his 21st season in the NBA. They were very fortunate to have Anthony Davis play 75-plus games. I mean, I stop and pause for a quick second because that nobody would have expected that. Can you expect that again next year? Can you expect – go look at the Western Conference right now, and I'm going to name off teams that didn't even make the playoffs. The Houston Rockets look like a team that's going to be fighting for 82 games to try to get in, and they got some salary – they got some options in the summer to go try to improve their roster. The San Antonio Spurs might have the best player in the NBA in a year or two, and I'm talking about Victor Wembanyama. They got space to go sign some players as well. Memphis is going to have Ja Morant back and Marcus Smart and all these other players. They had the second-best record in the West a year ago. Golden State isn't just going to sit back and do nothing. Those are four teams that I named that didn't even make the playoffs. And the laundry list of really, really good teams in the Western Conference, I don't have to tell you or your audience. You obviously already know just how impressive the Western Conference is. So before anything even starts, they're already behind the eight ball. Now, how do they improve the roster? I think the questions they're going to have in the summer is, what's D'Angelo Russell going to do? What are they going to do with that point guard situation? Because I do think that's incredibly important. As far as depth goes to the team and just development, Rui Hachimura's got to be better. Jared Vanderbilt, unfortunately, wasn't healthy for the Lakers. They signed Gabe Vincent to a 3-year, $33 million deal. We only saw him just at the latter end of the season. Austin Reeves needs to continue to improve. They got players within their roster today that are going to be there next year that all have to be better. And if that's not the case, then you got to try to find a way to improve that roster, use the draft picks that you have, and go try to make a deal somewhere. But there's no guarantee that that's going to happen.
Lakers radio broadcaster Alan Sliwa is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. You're talking about improving the roster. Are we going to see Bronny James get selected by the Lakers in a couple of weeks?
Well, you know, and I – it's a tough one for me because there's a circus – it's circusy to me, right, that – if Bronny James gets drafted by the Lakers, there's no indication that's because of basketball purposes. So to improve the roster and to use another pick, and it's tough for me to tie that together because I don't believe it ties together. I think it's just accommodating to LeBron and him obviously wanting to play with his son. Maybe I'm wrong there. Maybe Bronny James becomes a good player. But this one seems much more of accommodating to LeBron, attention, selling tickets, all that other stuff than it does the basketball portion of it. So I don't know if he'll become a Laker, but as it from the looks of it, from the sounds of it, if they're in a position to draft him in that second round, I think they'll use that pick on Bronny.
Okay. Alan, final question for you. If we got to sit around in September, what would have happened for you to say that this was a successful offseason for the Los Angeles Lakers?
I think they sign and trade D'Angelo Russell. If they use another asset that they have, a Rui Hachimura, something along those lines, they went out and found a player that is an all-star caliber player. They gave up some draft picks to do it as well. And he's a player that's part of the present and part of the future, as in here's this player that's part of LeBron and Anthony Davis, but this player you can also see down the road with Anthony Davis. I would say coach-wise, Dan Hurley's the coach of the Los Angeles Lakers, and they're taking a chance on that. He's got some really good assistants that have some experience in the NBA, and LeBron and Anthony Davis are ready to go with another high-caliber player to go get the season started.
Yeah, I think that might be the best that they can ask for. Hey, listen, if Christmas can come in July and August and June, then why not? It seems like Christmas is all year long for Laker fans. I mean, the finals are tonight. The Lakers are in the news.
Oh yeah, no, it's they took the front page of the news to start out the day. So that just shows you that just how powerful the brand is.
Without a shadow of a doubt, one of the most powerful sports brands on the planet, okay? Alan Slee was joining us. Alan, I appreciate the time. Where can people follow you and all of your work, even in the offseason when the Lakers are making news?
I appreciate that. All the platforms at Alan Slee, and then also on YouTube, Hoops Talk with Alan Slee. You can find me on there.
Hey, all the best, man. We'll catch you on down the line. Enjoy all of the action.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
No doubt about it. That Alan Slee, a Lakers radio broadcaster, also a host of Hoops Talk on YouTube. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Adam Silver getting ready to run his yap and answer some questions from the media as it relates to the NBA. I can only imagine some of the questions he's going to receive about coaches getting hired and fired and NBA television rights and Charles Barkley and suspensions and I know we're going to hear it all. We'll talk about it when he finishes up with the media. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Even though the finals start in about an hour, even though Alan Slee would just said that this is what the Lakers need for a successful offseason, the NFL is in its offseason. And I told you that the Chiefs have signed Mecole Hardman to a new contract. How about a team also trying to compete for a title? They've gone through some off-season changes as well. There are a couple of teams that have gone through some off-season changes. We're going to talk about the Eagles, and then we're going to talk about the Colts as well, right on the other side of the break.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements? Unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results. With Legion, you don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order now.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to Alan Slee Lakers radio broadcaster, for joining us in the last break. Nobody knows what the Lakers are going to do. By the time we're back tomorrow, I'm sure the Los Angeles Lakers will have identified somebody else to bring on as their new head coach. And this is just as the world turns, okay? I mean, we had Dan Hurley reportedly telling his own players at UConn that, yeah, the rumors are true. They're negotiating. I may be here, I may not, but as of right now, it's business as usual. Okay, coach. I'll listen to you, coach, until you quit and leave, coach, and then I'll quit and leave, too. It's just how the world turns. Anyway, the Lakers are a team in transition. They're not the only squad that's been looking for a championship, trying to get back into championship contention, and having to undergo, you know, changes in the offseason. You know, this is still OTAs and mini camp and what have you in the NFL. And so we've heard from quite a few quarterbacks. And today we heard from Jalen Hurts. The last time we really heard from Jalen Hurts, it was nothing good because the team stunk. The Eagles got smacked around in the postseason, eliminated promptly by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The final score, 32-9. The game was a joke. And the way the Philadelphia Eagles season ended was also a joke. A squad starting 10-1, finishing 1-6. I mean, even the 10-1 start wasn't fully indicative of what they were all year long. And that was basically just walking a tightrope. And so here we are. We get to the end of the year. They get eliminated. And what happens? There need to be changes. Because people are looking at Nick Sirianni going, hey, buddy, what happened? You just went to the Super Bowl, and now the team is falling apart. What are y'all, the old Detroit Lions? Like, what are we doing here? And so a couple of guys get fired. Their offensive coordinator, Brian Johnson, he gets the boot. Their defensive coordinator, and why they had two of them, I don't know, coordinators, Sean Desai and Matt Patricia, they get the boot. And in comes Vic Fangio to run the defense. And then the Eagles decide to hire Kellen Moore to get things fixed. They got Jalen Hurts. You got A.J. Brown. Devontae Smith. Nick Sirianni is not shy in telling you we took the New York Giants' best player in Saquon Barkley, and they got a new offense. And so for Jalen Hurts, who has all these new weapons, and now, if he's healthy, has the best running back that he's ever played with, what the hell is Kellen Moore going to do? Well, Jalen Hurts said, damn, it is different. Take a listen to what he said today.
You know, right now, it's been a lot of new inventory in, majority of it, you know, probably 95% of it being new. And so it's just been that process, and it's been a fun process because you get to see what works for other people. And the number of coaches that I've had since I've been here, I've been able to take in a lot of new knowledge and new understanding. And so I think the goal coming in was to, you know, learn Kellen's offense and master it. And I think that's been a process. And I think by the end of it, I want it to be mine.
Okay. All right. Hickey, you know, for all this talk that we've had, no, not even talk, how Tua Tagovailoa looks like a toddler and Lamar Jackson is trying to look like a basketball player. Jalen Hurts still looks like he can bench press like 700 pounds.
Yeah, I don't think he got the memo. Like the skinny down, maybe it's like a skinny guy summer. He didn't get the memo on that because he does look jacked.
No, he doesn't look like he lost a damn pound. If anything, it's like he has on more muscle. You know, another big guy, Hickey, it's your quarterback, Anthony Richardson.
Who also added weight this year.
Is it going to help him stay healthy?
Better.
He played 4 games last year. He blew out his shoulder, sprained shoulder. Hickey, when was the last game he played? October? Early October?
Very early October, week 5.
Let's count, right? This is June. We're in June, right?
We are in June.
Let's just, for hell's sake, count October. October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, and I'll stop there. This is 8 months. He had shoulder surgery. he sat in front of the media. He stood up in front of the media. I guess that's better than him sitting down. Anthony Richardson basically said, yeah, I didn't practice today. I'm only throwing with my other hand, my other arm, and my shoulder is fine. Listen to this.
I'm good. You know, just a little soreness. I've been dealing with soreness since I started throwing. You know, it's just my shoulder. But it's hard to listen to the trainer sometimes. Like, nah, you got to sit out for a day. You know, I don't want to sit out, but it's part of the health journey. So I'm just rocking with them and just listening.
Is this something they told you to expect after everything?
Oh, yeah. We're actually surprised it's only been one day like this. You know, everything's been smooth sailing so far. And luckily it was the last day. So, you know, we're not too worried about it. We're just trying to keep it going.
Well, Hickey, he said they're not too worried about it. That includes him not being too worried about it. Are you worried about this?
Today, no. August, yes.
Bruh, that training camp is okay. Let's, for all intent and purposes, let's just say training camp is, you want to say 6-7 weeks away? Is that okay?
6 weeks, that works. Yeah, absolutely.
If his shoulder is still sore at that point now, moving into 9, going on to 10 months, isn't that a cause for concern that it's still sore? Look, my shoulder has never been cut open, and I don't have to throw a football for a living. And I know they said if there was an NFL game this week, he'd just go out there and play, forget the soreness. Are you worried about it? No? No?
I'm at not, all? Just because it makes sense in the fact, like, he only started throwing, I don't know, let's call it March-ish, throwing a football. So it's like, as you're getting worked, you know, working back into shape, your arm, because you haven't used it, probably the longest he's never thrown a football, maybe since, I don't know, sixth grade, maybe even earlier than that. Like, it makes sense that it's sore as you're ramping up and you're, you know, putting more reps on it when it's been sitting idle for so long.
I'm just going to be concerned about him forever. Because for a man who, you know, blew out his knee and then he got a concussion and then his shoulder went to the toilet and we only saw him playing 4 games, I don't know. Maybe a healthy Jonathan Taylor will help spell him early on. They also picked up A.D. Mitchell in the draft. That should be fun. Maybe that'll make him go, oh, you know what? I don't have to run down the field. I can just throw it to the fast guy. I say it all the time. There's a reason they gave Joe Flacco $8 million. These Colts are just stuck. It's stuck in the middle. Unless Anthony Richardson turns out to be a star, they're cooked. They're just going to be middling forever. Hickey, based on what you've seen, which isn't a lot, what do you expect from this team?
Well, I will say, you are right. It's been very little, but the little we did see did look promising. He did look good. Now, that's part of the frustration is like, well, can you be on the field more, please? And not, you know, be out and only finish one game like he did last year. Forget even just playing in 4. He only started and finished 1 game in his career so far last year. Yeah. Can you, if you could stay healthy, the small flashes he showed, I think, leads you to be very excited about the future for this team.
And what good is it that he put on weight? What good is it? I mean, the dude is already a physical freak of nature. He was a mix. Watching him at Florida, he looked like the size of Cam Newton with the agility and the speed of Lamar Jackson. That's like a superhero. That's a Bo Jackson-esque freak. What the hell did he need to get bigger for? He wants to truck people more? What is he doing?
Well, hopefully it helps, you know, I guess, lessen the blow. Huh. If he gets hit or driven into the ground, there's more padding there than maybe before.
Okay. Is that going to help on his concussion?
No. No, I don't think you can add any muscle to the brain to help that, unfortunately.
No. He could wear that great Gazoo helmet. You know, that that big old giant one? He could put that on.
I do know that reference, yes. Yeah, he could. He could.
I think this is also the first year that NFL players will be able to use those. What do they scientifically call those helmets?
The Guardian caps?
Yes, Guardian caps.
So he could put that on. Be an awful look from a style standpoint, but.
Come on, style over function. Would you rather have your brain function or you rather be cute on a football field, right?
I definitely would rather keep my brain function. At that cost, though, of looking like a.
An alien? Those things look
like
heavy.
A noob, like a loser.
You look like what? A noob?
Yeah, you ever heard that? Like a noob?
A noob. N-O-O-B?
Yeah, I think it's a double O. Like a loser.
Noob.
Like
but what does noob stand for?
I don't think it stands for anything. I gotta look. I'm not sure, but it just like it's like you're a loser. You're, you know, like just like one of the like okay. another slang, another adjective for loser.
When Derrick Henry wears a Guardian cap and we bring him on the show, you tell him that, okay?
Okay, I will definitely follow through.
you tell Derrick Henry, hey man, you look like a loser. That Guardian cap on you.
You're lucky you don't meet me in the hall. I knocked that thing right off you.
Yeah, tell him that. Go ahead. I can't wait to see what NFL player throws one of those things on the first time. Hey, Adam Silver is having his press conference. I see David Aldridge is asking him questions. I can imagine these questions are tough. NBA Finals get started in about 40 to 50 minutes. We're going to come back from I'm tongue-tied. We're going to come back, and on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about the finals. We'll talk about the Celtics. The Mavericks, they don't got nothing to worry about. No pressure. It's all on the Celtics. We'll get into it. The JR Sport Brief Show. And then we'll hear what Adam Silver has to say. Don't move.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements? Unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results. With Legion, you don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order now.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.